It's time to worship. You can enrich your time with God by incorporating the secrets of worship. Worship is not a one-dimensional background sound to your Bible study. It's a powerful tool for you to change your world. Do you use worship as a tool to create change? Yesterday, we already looked at this verse from the Bible. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. Psalm 100, verse 4. The first type of worship is praise. It has the power to heal us emotionally. I don't know why, but it really works. I'll never forget the day that I was battling discouragement. I was a therapist, and dad, and husband, and our finances were in the garbage. I was alone in the house at our dining room table and put my head between my hands and cried. Then all of a sudden, I had a strong thought come to my mind. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. Well, that day I started praising God like crazy. It really surprised me because it was so contrary to my emotions. Praise instead of wallowing in my problems? Thank God instead of giving up? It really didn't make any sense at all, but I did it anyway. And the heaviness started to leave. I discovered that I had a weapon against depression that had threatened me most of my life. Worship is a weapon for you. I've often taught people that worship is really a warship. I fight the visible and invisible battles of life with worship. Have you ever used worship as a weapon? Jonathan Helser is a tremendous worship leader and friend. He wrote a song that I've used in my daily battles called Raise a Hallelujah. Please take a moment to listen to it and join in. I'm sure you'll discover worship is more than just a sound. It's warfare. I'm praying your daily moments with God will be filled with spiritual and emotional victories. Because you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.